Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me today on this episode is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
Oh, I'm doing great, son.
Great. So it's Sunday, the day before opening day, so baseball has come back. It's arrived, and I don't know about you, but I'm very excited for it.
I'm very excited. Is there a game tonight?
No game tonight. No, nothing tonight. It's going to be tomorrow.
I thought Cincinnati would usually...
Traditionally, Cincinnati would be the first game, but they went away. They got away from that for a while. For a couple of years now, they've gotten rid of that.
Does it matter? Do people care? Or people want to see their own teams?
I think people want to see their own teams. I mean, as is, there was a big online campaign to try and make opening day a national holiday.
Baseball is such a traditional sport.
It is.
The tradition is number one.
Sure. No, absolutely.
And they've... work their way into that.
I know, but when you look around at something like football that has the opening day game, the Thursday game, it's got the Super Bowl winners and then whoever they play at home and, really make it a spectacle. With baseball, it's how do you really which game is more important in the regular season than any of the other ones? For a lot of people, this is just a pregame until October. I know for like Yankee fans, that's the big thing. As exciting as the season can be, it's still 162 games, and you go through all of the summer. But the game itself is a laid-back sport. I mean, just look at when you go to a baseball game, how do you sit in the seats? Do you sit on the edge of your seat forward, or do you sit back and relax?
When it's tied and it's late in the game, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, of course, when at that point in the game, yeah. But for the most part, you're going to be sitting back. You're going to be talking to the person next to you and stuff like that. Whereas a football game, you can't miss anything.
Well, I see the sport in throwing and attempting to hit the ball.
Yeah.
Once it's hit to someone, I'm expecting them to make the play.
Yeah, that's what you hope for, right?
Right. So,
especially with all these defensive metrics out there trying to judge.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. All these shifts going on and Pittsburgh and Baltimore doing the most of them, it seems.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're effective.
They're very effective, and those two teams have been very effective these last two seasons, and a lot of them has to do with their managers. Buck Showalter in Baltimore, he's a big fundamentals guy and a big defensive guy. And then Joe Maddon, the whole Tampa Bay organization always looks for that anything to get them over the top. When you're dealing with the Yankees and their high payroll and the Red Sox and their equally high payroll, how are you going to get, where are you going to get your wins from?
The original change in defense was based on the weight of the ball.
True.
So they had to have somebody like a cutoff guy because you couldn't throw it as far.
Yeah, and that developed into the shortstop.
Right, yeah. So the game is still growing.
No, it always is, and it's always changing, and there are just so many, unturned stones, so many things that people overlook. That when you get into the small organizations or the small markets,
they want to make a difference.
They want to make a difference, and they want to find their own thing to do. And a lot of them have, it's not just whatever the big guys are doing. Let's just do it at a smaller price. It's what can we do that nobody else is doing, so we can be in charge. We can be on top of that, And some organizations have been able to do that. I mean, the Cardinals, even though they do really well in terms of their payroll, like they don't spend exorbitantly, but at the same time, they do have enough money that they can get by. They are always there.
My entire lifetime, that's always true.
A thorn in the side, and it's just going to continue this
can't
year.
Can't count them out. It's kind of like the Atlanta Braves. They're in the mix somehow.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And they're just always there, and they just never, ever go away. I'm sorry, they had no business in being in that World Series against the Red Sox last year.
But they did.
They did. It should have been the Dodgers, but I don't think it's
going to be. What about this year, the Dodgers?
I like the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers, this is going to be the year. I think Puig, another year in the league.
Oh, did you see how much weight he gained?
Yeah, but that's not a surprise. But he's...
Well, the last time I saw a guy gain weight like that was Lenny Dykstra. And there was a real reason for that.
Well, yeah, that was, he was basically doing the Lyle Alzado, strength.
Get-rich-quick scheme.
Triple stacking. Well, yeah, I know. But
this guy, what attributes to this?
Rice and beans.
But that's it?
I mean, this is the...
But on that salary?
Well, he was... Well, when you come to, depending on where you're from, he's from Cuba. So, but the fact that he wasn't thin last year, he wasn't. He's
no,
not a
he
small
wasn't
guy.
Thin. But no. I'm just wondering, where are you getting 20? What? I mean, he's his lack of, and the problem with him is what, defense?
The knock on him is his immaturity.
Right.
But aside,
well, as a fan, that's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah. So I don't.
I mean,
I don't care.
I'm always waiting for a train wreck.
Sure. But I mean, that's the big thing. That's people's problem is his immaturity. You know, they used to
right.
say this.
What about defense?
Defense. He's got a really good arm.
Okay.
His range is lacking.
So this gain, weight gain. I'm just trying to fit how this is going to help. Give him more power. What
probably more power. Probably more power.
Right.
I mean, he had a lot of power to begin with, but sure. Now even more power. And I don't know how much of that is just fat or lean muscle. You know, that's that sort of stuff. So it remains to be seen. You'll really see how his weight affects him on the base paths. If he's not doing first to third, or if he's not stealing bases. If he's not stealing bases, then that's a problem.
Well, Babe Ruth kind of compensated for that by just putting it, you know, where they couldn't get to it.
That is true. And he walked a lot, too. Don't forget.
Well, you'd have to.
That's the other knock.
Because running would exhaust you.
Yes. And it would probably make the hot dogs in his back pocket fall.
Well, that, too.
But the other knock on Puig is that he strikes out a lot. He's a free swinger.
Who doesn't today?
That's the whole thing. The ones who have their jobs don't swing a lot. Joey Votto, there's one who doesn't. He's a really good one.
Wow, he's a great one.
He's a great one. He's great. So I'm looking forward to the season. I like the Dodgers. Hopefully they'll go far. I'd like to see them. And my whole thing is when it gets to October, I want to see matchups I haven't seen before because that's always nice. Or at least you haven't seen in a very, very long
time. So you want fresh blood.
I want fresh blood. Like last year, I would have loved a Dodgers-Red Sox. How great would that be?
East Coast, West Coast.
East Coast, West Coast.
Red, blue.
Boston, you know, beat L.A., like Celtics, Lakers, you know, that sort of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that I like.
Right.
Non-traditional matchups. Red Sox, Cardinals, not only did I see that in 04, but that's 67, and then it goes even farther back than that.
Right.
So I was a little done with that, you know.
Well, you want to expect the Cardinals to be back this year, would you?
Expect? Probably. At least in the postseason. That Central Division, it's the Cardinals and then either the Reds or the Pirates. I know people talk about the Brewers as well, but I don't see the Brewers yet, because especially with their pitching, that's a little on the low side.
Well, they're expected. The Vegas has the over/under at 79.5 for Milwaukee, and they're 66-1 to win the World Series.
They have a really good offense.
Right.
Their offense is what keeps them afloat, but it's that pitching and the bullpen where I don't see a lot of help there. But their offense is great. You know, even though Ryan Braun's got the knock on him for the PEDs.
Well, this is a question. He has to prove himself he can do it without him, no?
Yeah. I mean, if we
coming off a suspension, does that add more gas in his tank? Does that tack, you know, those that time off at the end of his career? Kind of like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Not fighting when he was very young.
Yeah.
And later on able to tack those years on the end.
That remains to be seen. But, I mean, even last year, his stats, he had 25 and had 91 RBIs. 25 home runs, 91 RBIs. He had 292. I mean, and that was
right.
Without PEDs in his system. I mean, that Central, probably both last year both wild cards came out of there to play the one-game playoff, those Pirates and Reds.
True.
It's very likely that could happen again. You know, unfortunately, Cincinnati has taken a little knock in their offense because they lost Sin Shu Chu and
right.
They lost a pitcher, and I can't remember who.
But they got a rookie outfielder.
Yes, Billy Hamilton. Billy Hamilton is an incredibly fast player.
Oh, I love speed. Can't coach it.
Billy Hamilton is your man then this season. You keep an eye on Billy Hamilton.
I do. Well, center fielder, everything's his.
Yeah. Yeah. He just...
Can he throw?
You know, I'm not really sure about his defensive metrics.
Right.
But I know that
I love the ones that play short and rely on their speed to go deep, because a lot of guys can play deep and run, let things fall in front of them, but I love the ones that play a little bit shallow
so they
and
can
then track
the
it down.
Back, yeah. Then he might be the one for that, which right. will probably work in his favor.
Now that's where I go from the edge of my seat to standing up. When
true.
He goes back,
go. And he caught it. Yeah, and the other thing is they lost, probably their biggest loss was Dusty Baker, the Reds. They lost Dusty. So,
well, we've seen him be around a lot of different places. So people have survived Dusty Baker.
San Francisco, Chicago, yeah. We'll see how that goes. So I don't know, who are you interested in watching this year or finding out a little bit about?
Players?
Well, players, teams. Whatever you think.
Well, I'm interested in seeing the Dodgers because I want to see if, you know, you can put all these money players together and actually, you know, because it's a team's concept.
Yeah.
And we'll see. I know it's individual statistics in baseball, but so, I mean, they're the ones that could, you know, most easily disappoint because so much is expected of them. I mean, Vegas has a win in 93, over under 93.
Yeah.
So anybody that has something like that is, it's pretty large.
It is. It very much
the
is.
The other thing is to see how it shakes out in the American League East, because, you know, you got three teams there. It's really
really
a crapshoot.
I would even go four teams. I'd say four teams together. Because you have, you know, Yankees, Red Sox, of course, the Rays, and then the Orioles. I'd love to see the Blue Jays do something, but it doesn't seem like it. They'll be lucky if they make .500. Lucky.
Well, that's another team that put a bunch of people together last year and didn't really work out.
No, it didn't.
And R.A. Dickey was a disappointment.
Well, it's knuckleballers. I mean, every
up
game
and down,
every
yeah.
game is up and down. Every season is up and down.
True.
I mean, Tim.
The Mets made the best out of that deal.
Absolutely.
They got some good guys.
Travis d'Arnaud, who's their starting catcher. And
right.
Will be for a couple years, you know.
Can he hit?
He can hit.
We haven't seen that.
He can hit. Well, he's not going to be Todd Huntley or Mike Piazza or even Gary Carter, but he might be a
Mackie Sasser.
I love Mackie Sasser. When I was a kid in the backyard, because Mackie Sasser always had the chewing tobacco in his mouth.
Sure.
And he would.
It looked the part.
Oh, he loved it. And so I would always either take gum or my favorite was taking grapes. And I would stick that and make. He would have
right.
the biggest chew.
Not.
Yeah, not even the lip. The chew
yeah,
was
yeah,
huge.
Yeah,
but then he had the can't throw to second base-itis.
The double clutch.
Iron glove.
Which has never been corrected.
No.
There was a Yankee second baseman had that, too.
Steve Sachs.
Yeah.
Steve Sachs. Chuck Knobloch had that, too.
Yeah, and it goes away. I mean, it doesn't go away.
No.
Once you get it, it's
the yips.
Debilitating.
But the answer is to always, if they're still hitting, put them in the outfield.
Get something out of them.
Exactly.
But, you know, when the tube is about empty, no matter how much you squeeze on it, you know, it's still not
that's
the
true.
Same.
No, that's absolutely true. I think that's true. Yeah, that American League East, that one is really tough to call. I mean, same thing with, you know, we were talking about with the National League Central. Both wild cards will probably come out of the East, I'd say. I could see that. I could see maybe, I don't know, Boston and Baltimore in a one-game playoff, or maybe the Yankees. You know, the Yankees do have a lot of holes. They, you know, they did spend a lot of money, but I mean, how many? You can't play seven outfielders all at once. You know, Alfonso Soriano.
Well, when you have seven outfielders, you probably don't have too many at all.
That is very true. I'll tell you who I am looking. I'm really interested in watching this year as a player. He's on the Red Sox. Grady Sizemore. Grady Sizemore came up with the Indians. He was part of that big Expos Indians trade that happened.
Okay.
So, you know, many years ago. So, Grady Sizemore and Jacoby Ellsbury are very similar players through their career. Ellsbury has hit more home runs and stolen more bases, but Grady Sizemore has been more even in his district in his power numbers. You know, 20 doubles, 20 home runs, 20 steals, all that stuff.
With a .224 batting average.
Well, but here's the thing: he hasn't played in the major leagues since 2012.
Because
of shoulder, knee, wrist.
So this we got to see.
So he made the team, and he's going to be their starting center fielder.
Sounds like an unrateable contender.
Yes. It's just, it's amazing. So I'm really interested to see, because the Red Sox lost Jacoby Ellsbury, and it was a big hit for them. And they have all these guys in the minor leagues, Jackie Bradley Jr., who can fill in, who are the future at center field. And they bring in a guy who is a clone of Jacoby Ellsbury. The only difference is he's maybe, what, 2-3 years older.
Mm.
But he took a year off. Plus, he took a year plus off to heal his body,
okay.
Grady Sizemore. So to come back, he could be the
difference maker.
He could be the difference maker, and he could just easily fill in the shoes of Ellsbury, which I think would be amazing.
Now, I heard recently that Victorino has some kind of health problems. Or is this all just chatter before the season starts?
Yeah, before season start, I haven't heard too much about it. There probably is. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, he's not a spring chicken anymore. And he's actually, because he's a switch hitter, he's talking about dropping the switch hitting and just batting exclusively. I think it's right-handed.
Then he'll still lead off?
It depends. I mean, the great thing about Victorino, he can hit anywhere
lineup.
In the bat. Yeah, he can hit first, second, sixth, seventh. I mean, he can go anywhere you want, you know. Problem is he just doesn't get on base enough. As good as he is, he just doesn't get on base enough. Victorino does. I'm also interested to see how Prince Fielder does in Texas now that he's out of Detroit, because he did not, you know, unfortunately the knock on Fielder was that in the postseason, he was brought there to get him to the postseason and perform in the postseason in Detroit, but he got him to the postseason but couldn't perform out there, so now he's going to be down in Texas.
So a lot's expected out of Texas?
Yeah, but there's also that window that's slowly closing, and you know, you feel bad that...
Well, much like the AL East, I think the AL West is tight there because Oakland, Los Angeles, and Texas all kind of similar.
Yeah, well, absolutely they are. The only difference is that Oakland's got the better pitching staff and especially the better bullpen.
But the bullpen's huge.
Well, the bullpen's big. The A's get just enough offense to win, and that's all they need. They know that, and that's
right.
The thing. They know that, too. The Angels have all this offense, or perceived offense.
True.
But their pitching is extremely lacking. Outside of Jared Weaver, there's no guarantees. And even in the bullpen, there's not too much there. You know, Texas, they're balanced, but there's not a great balance. Like, they have good pitching and good offense, but they don't have great pitching and great offense. And if neither one's great, then you might get second place if you're lucky first place. So, you know.
So the pitching, if things go wrong there, it's pitching failed. Because they'll be able to score runs.
Where?
The Angels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if all goes bad, it's because of the pitching. You know, how many games can you win 10-9? Not too many.
Yeah.
Not too many before it really wears and your confidence goes down. You know, the Mariners aren't going to do much, you know, even though they signed Cano. You know, he's not going to carry the team.
He left for the money.
He left for the money.
But he doesn't he doesn't have a great work ethic. I mean,
no.
He decides when he's going to play.
He doesn't run out the balls. He doesn't... No.
Kind of reminds me a little of DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
Not giving you 100% all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see Cano being like a wide receiver, that sort of mentality.
You see him as a peacock?
Yeah. Oh, especially, yeah.
Like
especially
strut,
now.
He struts?
Especially now. You know, how do you go from, like, I look at a lot of players in a lot of, like when Jose Reyes signed with the Miami Marlins a couple years ago.
I remember
He left New York. Fine.
Yes.
Go away.
Okay.
You want to go to Miami? Fine. And then all of a sudden he gets traded up to Toronto. So it's almost like, see, you left New York and see what happens. Not always the best things happen to you. So if you leave, you know, if you leave the Yankees,
right?
Like it's one thing if you're a free agent, you go, I'd love to go to the Yankees. think of how I'll be remembered throughout history, or you know how you know, I might get a lot of money, or
right.
But if you're coming up in the Yankees, why would you leave?
How long since they made the playoffs?
The Yankees, 2 years ago. Okay. Yeah, that was 2012. That was when Jeter blew up his leg.
Well, that could happen this year. I mean, there's no guarantee he's going to stay together.
No, he's he's 40. I mean,
soon to be.
Yeah. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. I mean, when it gets right down to it, I don't. You know, maybe they might make that one game playoff, that wild card playoff game, but no, I don't.
Well, the son.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the fire in the belly the old man had.
No, not many people do. How can you really look at that and say? So, now, as for our Mets, I think it'd be great if
watch this year and wait for next year.
Yeah. Sports Illustrated, in their baseball preview, they said this is the last of the wait till next year's. Because next year, Harvey will be ready, and Syndergaard will be up, and Jesus Montero, and then they might.
Montero is supposed to be the man.
Montero is very much
the man. They have the top 10 minor league pitchers, or nearly.
Oh, yeah. They got several. There's Henry Mejia, who's going to probably come out of the bullpen. He's up now, but he can still stick around. There's Harvey, Wheeler, Noah Syndergaard, Rafael Montero, and there's one other, and I can't think of his name. But, you know, all that together can really make it. That competes with the A's in terms of starting pitching. All they need is just better offense, and hopefully that'll come.
Well, that's where the general manager came from. Didn't he come from?
He came from Oakland. Yeah. He started the Moneyball stuff with Billy Beane. Billy molded it into what it became. But Sandy had the idea because Billy Beane was Sandy Alderson's assistant GM. And when Sandy left, Billy took over. And he used what they worked together on and then made it what it is now and what it has been for a while. So I'm excited to see. I'm just excited for baseball. It's my favorite sport.
Oh, that big ballpark. I mean, they need more line drive hitters. That's why I'm thinking the
in City Field?
The Met catcher.
Yeah. Travis d'Arnaud, yeah.
Yeah, d'Arnaud. I think if he starts hitting some line drives in that big park, that good things can happen. You don't have to hit home runs.
No, you don't. You just have to hit enough. They were talking about
so this will be kind of like a ping-pong offense. Or
yeah. Yeah, I think that's true. Well, they're talking about Curtis Granderson because when he was
he's legit.
Yeah, when he was in the Bronx, I mean, you're left-handed batter. You're lefty. You have to hit home runs in Yankee Stadium.
Sure, on the short porch.
Well, right, but now there's not, so he might go back to a little bit more of an average hitter.
Nice.
You know, I like that. 290, stuff like that, so that's what I'm hoping for. So, all right. Well, thank you very much, Dad, for joining. Can't wait.
And any comment on who you think is going to pick up Deshaun Jackson?
Jets.
Jets? I like Andy Reid.
Kansas City, I could see it.
I'm thinking that he's the one that gave Vic a second chance.
Yeah.
He knows him,
mm-hmm.
Staff, people around him.
Yeah.
But I think the Jets would.
No, I think they would.
The lure is too great.
They were trying to trade for him. They were trying to trade for him, but it just didn't work out. So now that he's released, what's to stop them? I know, but now if you're released, now everybody has a chance at him. And I know they were talking about the Raiders maybe and the Rams and a lot of other teams. But I think the Jets, they have the best chance. They wanted him. They were talking about trading for him. He's right there. Why not?
Well, it interests me when Vic went there because the reason that Geo Smith is iffy is because he turns the ball over.
Yeah.
So they get a backup who
turns
the ball over. So what's up with that? The price?
It's all.
And what about Sanchez going to Philly because the coach kind of in a way as an offensive coordinator coached in the same division in college.
Yeah. I think that Chip Kelly knows what he's doing, and I think that might be. You know, he needs a backup, and if it's one that he's seen a lot of, because he saw a lot of
them,
and if it's somebody that he just knows better than most, why not?
And he's a team player. He doesn't have problems off the field.
No.
And he practices well.
Yeah.
He buys into this thing. He's everything Deshaun isn't.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, we'll see how it works out for him. So we'll have to talk about that later. But thank you very much for joining, Dad.
Anytime.
Appreciate it. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes. Just search Everyman in the store. You can come to our website at everymansports.podbean.com. And you can email me with any questions, comments, concerns, or anything else at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Take care. Play ball.